to Eco Living in Action, a half-hour sustainable living show with Maureen Howard. From making your own cleaning products to composting, recycling, keeping chooks and reducing your carbon footprint, Maureen and her guests will inspire you with practical, everyday solutions that make a difference. Eco Living in Action, proudly supported by Sustainable Dunedin City.
And kia ora, welcome to Eco Living in Action on ORFM. Ko Maureen Howard Ahau. I'm a sustainable practice educator and communicator based in Dunedin and host of this show. Now, often when you're on the go, it's hard to find tasty food that's good for you. Cafe and restaurant food also generally has a larger ecological footprint than the food that you'll cook in your own home. But before you think, oh no, all this sustainability stuff is no fun, please bear in mind that here in Dunedin, we've got some choices and we can eat at the Good Earth Cafe, which, just like its name suggests, has a lot of practices in place that reduce its environmental footprint. Now, here they also cater to a lot of different dietary requirements, so gluten intolerant, dairy-free, vegan, vegetarian, and of course omnivorous. The Good Earth Cafe is just opposite the St. David Street Lecture Theatre, and it was first opened in 2010. Now, from the 3rd of December of just last year, the Good Earth Cafe came under new management. But don't panic, because it came under new ownership, but don't panic, because it's actually under the same management, and this will become clear in a minute or two. Live in the studio with me today is Shar Wall, who is owner of the Good Earth Cafe, and I'm keen to find out from Shar what kinds of things she and her team of staff are doing to treat the earth well. So welcome to the show, Shar.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for the opportunity to, tell the public what we are doing at the Good Earth.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And I love to share good news stories, you know, because a lot of sustainability stuff can be bad news stories. So
absolutely.
But I try to share good news stories as much as I can. So look, Shar, You've been working at the Good Earth Cafe for a long time, not just since December 2010, haven't you?
No, I've been working at the cafe since it opened in 2010, and from there it's just gone from woe to zoom, you know. And we love it. It's the best place to work. And I've just gone as the owner of since December, but I've really enjoyed my time with the old owner for the past 16, 17 years, who has taught me all the processes to put in place to become an environment where we can actually help the planet. So,
right.
Yeah, we're trying our best.
So you've gone from manager to owner now.
I have.
Yeah, and I think you've taken on the job of both, haven't you?
I have, but it's an enjoyable job. I really enjoy it. So of the great team, so it's been wonderful so far.
No, that's great. Yeah, so tell me, because just when we were waiting before we came into the studio, you were talking about the courtyard, and so I want to ask you a little bit more about, you know, what it's like there and where are you situated and where is this lovely courtyard?
Okay, so yeah, a lot of people that, clients and customers that come in don't realise that at the back of the cafe we have a wheelchair access courtyard, where it's lovely to sit outside on a lovely summer's day and just enjoy your coffee and your lovely food with reading a book or catching up on some work that you need to be done, or a meeting even. And it's just a lovely area that is just, we're dog friendly too. So, you know, come in and bring your dogs, and we've got a lovely, water bowl that they can enjoy while they're out there in the shade or the sun. So
they can come in, you can come in through the back, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, down the side of the cafe, yes.
Right, yeah. Well, that's great to know, because actually as a dog lover, you know, it's nice to have somewhere you can take your dog.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And particularly in this good weather. So what kind of jobs are you doing during the day then?
Okay, so we do all our own baking. I have four very, very talented chefs on board, plus myself, and we do all our own baking from scones to cakes to biscuits, gluten-free, dairy-free, all those things included. And then, of course, we have the lovely breakfast specials and the lunch specials and a full menu for all dietary requirements.
Mm. And then, depending on our time, we're going to come back to that, and so that we can tell us some of the good things that people can be eating. But really, what I want to talk to you about today is the sustainable practices that you're using, you know, to run the cafe. And so I think one that, you know, people tend to think of most is, you know, what's happening with their leftovers and things like that.
So. Yeah. So food waste are a big thing for sustainability. And for us, it's never been an issue, really. We've had processes put in place since day one, since 2010. So we have our glass recycling. We have our food scraps, which are actually separated. So we have our meat put away to the side and our other non-meat things put into buckets, which are collected and used by some local people here to feed their chickens and pigs and so forth. Mm. And that has worked really well.
So does the meat then go to the chickens? Is that how it works?
No, the meat is just separated and we dispose of that in a non...
This is because of legislation.
Absolutely.
Yes, so
absolutely.
That we can't feed meat back to the animals.
That is right, yeah. We don't want that happening, whatever.
Right. So that's... But once you've got the setup in place and everyone trained, it just happens, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because you know, you bring people in and new staff in hospitality is all the time. So we have this thing where the staff come in and we go, okay, so these are our processes we have in place and this is what you must do. And if you have any questions, then please ask. We need this process to continue so that we can keep, you know,
things rather people
going.
Ask than
absolutely, yeah, and it works so well, and everybody's on board. Everybody understands what we're doing, and it works so well. So we are really happy with that.
And so then the glass is separated by the staff too. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. We have the glass bins outside, and the glass is separated.
And does that go through the curbside?
It does. Yeah. The cardboard also too is another one. We do all our cardboard and all our paper wrappings and everything in a separate one as well, which of course is collected every week by the council. And then of course our normal rubbish collection, but that's another thing. Mm. We can't do anything about that. Every cafe has that, unfortunately. Apart from that, we also have our coffee grounds, which are picked up by Youth Grow, and they use it on their community gardens. And in turn, of course, the community is provided for, if need be, out of their beautiful gardens that they have there. So
So do they come and collect that?
They do. They come and collect it and bring us back empty buckets. And it's just a thing. It's the same with our food scraps. It's just wonderful. The people are wonderful. You know, we get to know them over the years and they're just doing something that's really great for our environment. So that's wonderful. Yeah.
So they're based way down... Is it Norwood Street? And are they in Northeast Valley?
Yes. And I really appreciate everything they do down there. It's just amazing. Everybody that works down there is a wonderful team.
Right, yeah. Sorry, in Normanby I should have said it.
Yes.
Norwood Street's from my place in Northern Ireland. I'm really getting confused.
That's a long way for takeout recycling.
Yeah. So, coffee grounds. So if you're at home and you do have coffee grounds, do put them aside because they are fantastic in the garden. The worms love them. Yeah. So this is some of the recycling, you know, that you've got. But I guess, you know, when we think about the reduce, reuse, recycle, above that we've got the reuse. And one of the things, you know, that, well, I have struggle with, you know, with cafes and, you know, and so forth, is this kind of the single-use mentality come in. You know, you're in a rush, grab a coffee in a paper cup or, you know, a plastic-coated paper cup and chuck it. So... You can't really refuse people that, can you?
No, we can't. But we are trying our best. We run a mug library at the Good Earth, and it is going so amazingly well. A lot of our customers are embracing it and putting it out there for everybody to know that we're running this. So anybody can come in and grab a mug from our mug library, which is right in front of you, sort of as you walk up the ramp, and say, can I have my coffee made in this? And Because sure, and then they can take it away. And they don't have to bring it back straight away. They can bring back in a week or 2 weeks or just leave it outside the cafe and we'll wash it even and recycle it so that somebody else can use it again. And we're getting so many customers saying to us, oh, we've got some mugs at home. Would you like them? And we go, absolutely, because, you know, we can reuse them and people can use them and it's working so well. People are really getting on board and we're loving it.
And do they fit in the machine okay?
Or absolutely. Yeah. We've got a really good machine and anything can sort of fit under it. And look, I just can't tell you how great it is to be in the Smug Library. It's great. Mm.
Yeah,
and more cafes should get on board.
Yeah, they should, because it's also quite unique and quirky, you know, to have that.
Yeah, it is quirky, you know, but it works so well. And as I say, more cafes should get on board with mug libraries because we don't have to use so many takeaway cups. And then, of course, we've got nowhere that they can be reused again in Dunedin to be crushed down and there's nowhere. We've looked into it and there's just nothing in New Zealand really that
it's just really challenging with these products that have got several different materials, you know, and so that's basically got plastic, cardboard and plastic, so
absolutely, yeah. But we're doing our best and we're loving it, so it's good.
Yeah, that's great. And have you noticed, I guess it's hard to measure, but if you've noticed a bit of a decrease since you brought them in, you know, in terms of people buying
We really have. And, you know, to get involved with discussions with people too about it, you know, and they go, oh, this is amazing. You know, why can't we do this somewhere else? Or that, you know, they're travelling down from Auckland. Why can't Auckland get on board and do it? You know, I'm just picking Auckland out there, but it's just like, we've taken it on and other people are going, such a wonderful idea.
Mm. Because I think the deterrent for a lot of people is that they forget, you know, like, because they forget their mug, you know, their takeaway mug. And
exactly. Oh, I left it at home today, you know, and it's okay, take one of these, you know. We know we don't have a lid for it, but just we can put it in a cup holder, which is cardboard, so that's fine, you know.
Right, yeah. Right. Cool. That's really great. That's cool. Okay, on to the food, because obviously that's what you're selling.
Apart from coffee.
Yeah. And the coffee, you know, which somebody will regard as an essential food. So the food, where do you get your food from?
Okay, we try to be predominantly organic, but we can't be because it's very hard here in the Deep South. The amount of food that we go through every week, we can't get supplies to sustain us over that time. But we do try to predominantly be organic. We get a lot of our supplies from a lovely man in Kakanui, Jim O'Gorman, and he sends us down his organic produce. Also, too, we get a lot from a man called Nigel from Brighton, Sonomaru, and we go to the Saturday morning market where they have a lot of organic produce and we really enjoy using that, which is so flavoursome and the colours are brilliant and everybody knows when they're getting something that's organic because you just get that different flavour and taste out of it. And we try to do that. So
yeah. And it's smaller suppliers, isn't it?
So smaller. Absolutely. Very small suppliers. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, these are places a lot of people, especially Jim, I mean, nobody can probably go to him and get it. But we've been lucky to be involved with him for many, many years. And he's stayed on board with us. And it's just amazing to have his produce.
I've been to Jim's and I can vouch for this. I've had him on the radio show too, but he actually does everything by hand. So he actually has no machinery.
No, he
does not.
Because
he actually runs his house without electricity.
That's right, yes. And he has the most amazing pizza oven outdoors.
Yeah, he does. I had some pizza there. Yeah. So it's true authentic stuff that, yeah.
Exactly. But then, of course, there are times when we can't get the organic produce and we have to buy from suppliers who are a bit larger and we just have to bear with that.
So how do you organize?
Seasons change, so a lot of produce aren't available. So we have to organize that by, on a Saturday, we usually get a lot of organic produce, which might last us until Tuesday, Wednesday. Then Jim will send us down a big box of his stuff and that'll hopefully get us through to Saturday. In the term where it doesn't, then we have to buy from local suppliers, which aren't organic, but we don't have a choice in that sometimes.
It's always a balance, and I don't think, well, none of us are perfect.
Absolutely not, we're not. Well, we like to be, but not.
We like to think we are, but apparently we're not. but yes, so it is about doing what you can, isn't it? And, you know, within,
I guess,
the physical constraints and what you can. So, And so just tell me about some of the, because, so you've got that, but also the milk that you get is interesting, isn't it? You've got some new milk.
Got some new milk in. We cater for all types, so we have the coconut milk, the almond milk, and the soy milk for those people who need different types of milks for their allergies, and that's fine. But we've just started in the last month with Goat Island Dairy, and it is a goat's milk from Pirikanui here locally, and it's from a grass-fed herd of goats. Giles is the man down there who is amazing, and it's an A2 milk, and we've just taken that on board, and people are loving it. It comes in a glass bottle. He delivers twice a week. He recycles the glass bottles back. And it's just a new way for us to bring something new that is local and great for the environment as well.
So do you collect it in a crate? Is that how you...
He brings it in an old milk carrier that we used to have when we were kids, if anybody remembers those wee wire or wooden ones. And he brings the bottles. They're a litre bottle. And they've got a lovely label on them, which is just paper. And we just use that, and then we wash them and put them in a crate, and he comes back, and we just got that service going, and it's going so well. People are loving trying the goat's milk, and
you'll be providing him with a steady income. So I see like a cafe such as yourself as a hub, you know, and you're providing, you know, you're getting stable markets with different local people.
Absolutely.
And producers.
And I think Giles has actually got it somewhere, maybe two or three cafes in Dunedin now, just trialling it out and prestigious sort of cafes. And he's finding good comments and good remarks coming back on that, so, which is really great.
And another thing I like about the goat's milk is... it's more animal welfare friendly because the goat only needs to have one kid, and then you can keep on milking them, whereas cow's milk you have to have a new calf every year. So there's lots of good things about the goat milk. I might have to come and try that out.
Well, the baristas are really enjoying using it, and it works.
Does it work well with the cough?
Wonderful. Absolutely. They're really enjoying using it, so please come in and try it. It'd be great.
Sounds good. Okay.
I forgot to mention too, there are no palm kernel extracts in that goat's milk. Okay, no chemicals or fertilizers, anything like that. So that is a big thing. So that's a really must that we should have.
And it's all this palm oil, palm kernels hidden in our different foodstuffs and all kinds of products.
Absolutely.
Great. So tell us then about some of the things that... you know, that we can have some of the things on the menu.
Oh, no, we could be here all day. But anyway.
Start with breakfast.
Okay, so we try and do organic mueslis and porridges, which we actually, the muesli, we get organic oats, and we prepare our muesli ourselves at the cafe. So come in and try that, and it comes with our delicious poached fruit, which we also do at the cafe. And, of course, we make our own yogurt as well. So it's really quite cool that everything is right there. The organic porridge is done from organic oats as well. No dairy used in the making of that at all, and can be used for non-dairy people by using some coconut yogurt or something that we have available if you need that sort of thing. We also do a range of gluten-free porridge and mueslis. So they are available anytime, and just ask us. We can make up anything that you need for your dietary requirements. The other big thing that's a big win on our breakfast menu is our French toast, which is just done with mashed banana and pecans and served with bacon and maple syrup.
It's on bread,
it's just done so beautifully. And we can also do that dairy-free. We can also do it vegan. So there's a lot of our menu that can be turned to your dietary requirements, which is really good.
Did you learn this, Char, like You know, like, because these are, some of these are really interesting recipes.
Oh, look, I have to vouch for this and say that Jill, the old owner, these are her initiatives, and because we worked together so closely over the last 8 years, I have taken on board all her stuff, mm-hmm. and she is the initiative person, and I thank her dearly for that, so...
Yeah, and I understand you're dairy-free yourself, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. So it makes it good for me to be able to have these options available as well. And I can tell people that, you know, we do them very well. So
because as a sensitive person, you'll be, you know, how important it is.
It is, and especially when it comes down to celiacs. You know, gluten-free is a big thing for us as well. So we do have a big celiac gluten-free option on everything, down to biscuits, which are all gluten-free. Gluten-free baking is up there. And if anybody wants to see pictures of those, please go to our Facebook page, because there's lots of gluten-free things available, as well as vegan. Vegan is another thing we've gone into. We have a seitan scramble now, which we make our own seitan at cafe. And if nobody knows what seitan is, it's made out of very glutinous flour and has grated beetroot in it, and it actually looks like a meatloaf, but it's vegan. And we serve that with tofu, marinated tofu, mushrooms, and eggplant, and it's done with spinach and tomato, and just done on ciabatta. So for a vegan person, it's a full meal for them, and we has become very, very popular, very popular for the vegans out there, and which we're trying to, you know, because we're making a lot of vegan baking now, and people are loving that too. So,
yeah, and well, it's now official, apparently. We're all meant to be moving to a flexitarian diet. I don't know if you know this with...
flexitarian.
A flexitarian diet is the way of the future for humanity to deal with climate change and living more sustainably on a declining resources. But, yeah, so all of the things you're talking about, that's all... It's all about reducing our meat content.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And we still have meat on the menu. I mean, you know, we'll never not go without meat, because we have meat lovers out there, and that's fine. We do our own pulled pork on the menu, and so we slow cook that and prepare that, and that's done in a lovely bun with salad. Moroccan chicken is on the menu, a steak sandwich is on the menu. So we do have a big range out there that will accompany all types of appetites and dietary requirements.
Right. Good show.
Yeah. So have I made anybody hungry yet?
I'm sure we're all... It's nearly 3 o'clock, but I'm sure we could have a little afternoon snack.
Why not?
So, well, any new plans then for the cafe? Or is it all going so well that you don't want to change it?
Oh, look, I tell you now, it's somebody asked me this question the other day, and I said, look, why fix something that's not broken? And so, no, I'm not changing anything. Everything's working well, and I intend that it'll work well in the near future. And I'll take on new initiatives as it comes on and do things that people might not do. But, you know, it'd be quite nice if other cafes got on board and did more sustainability stuff like we're trying to do for the environment. So
it would be, because, that's one thing I'm really interested in, you know. And so you are setting yourself up as a bit of a model.
We are indeed, yeah.
And... But you don't actually go out and proselytise, do you?
No, I haven't got time for that, unfortunately.
But hopefully people will be able to, you know, in other cafes, and actually even actually your customers are very likely to kind of influence other cafes, aren't they?
Oh, I think so. Well, I hope so. They would.
So it's just about, and, you know, just you mentioned it right at the beginning, and when we were talking, you know, about getting practices in place for the staff, because I think that's one thing that... other cafes, you know, that are, they think, oh, it's a lot of trouble, or, you know, or it's going to cost money. But have you found that?
Well, we haven't found that. And I think that it just comes down to putting your processes in place at the start. And once your processes are there, then it doesn't become an issue, because you're training people right from the word go. So everything's there and you're doing it straight away. And once that gets on board, it just becomes a natural process and something that you think always has to be done. So I think if other cafes could get on board and do exactly what we're doing, it's a small time out of their day to put that process into place. Mm-hmm. And then once the process is in place, then you don't have a problem. It's just something that you do regularly every day and every minute of the day, really.
Yeah, and it'll feel really good for the people working with you, I'm sure.
Oh, our staff are amazing.
Right. Okay, Well, so where to come?
So, okay, so we're on the corner of St David and Cumberland Street, right opposite the North Ground or the big university sign on the one way. Yeah, we're open 7 days a week. Monday to Friday from 7 till 5 and Saturday and Sunday 8 till 5. Feel free to come in and see us and try some of our lovely, delicious food.
Right, it sounds great. Well, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening have already tried you out, and if they haven't, they'll be there very shortly. You better rush back to work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I guess you'll be getting busy. You're busy all summer, but you'll be busy with the week coming up.
O-week coming up will be a big one. We've had summer school, but O-week coming in will actually be a huge week for us. But bring it on! We love all the students coming back into Dunedin.
Well, thank you so much, Shar, for coming into the studio and taking time to be with us today.
You're welcome, Maureen. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I'm Maureen Howard. This is Eco Living in Action. And today my guest was Shar Wall from Good Earth Cafe, which, as she just said, where it is, it's just opposite the St. David Lecture Theatre. So go along there. And thank you for listening. Eco Living in Action is supported by Sustainable Dunedin City. So I'll catch you next week.
Sustainable Dunedin City aims to facilitate a positive, secure and sustainable future for Dunedin. We're local people interested in issues of climate change, declining energy security and sustainability. As they affect our city, Sustainable Dunedin City produces a regular online newsletter of sustainability related events, hosts regular green drink sessions and organises the Big Green Challenge. For more information or to join, go to www.sustainabledunedincity.org.nz.